on to Prendeville now.
0818-104-106.
The Neil Prendeville Show on Red FM.
Text 0868-104-106 when communities come together or get together or don't. Vincent, morning.
Good morning, Neil. How are you?
I'm good, my man. I'm good.
We had our annual Residents Association cleanup on Saturday morning. And that takes in Wilton Avenue, Bishop's Court, big area, and Merlin Lawn. I don't know how many houses, but you're looking at 300 anyway, I'd say.
Yeah.
But four people showed up.
Four?
I'd love to hear four people.
Out of 300 plus?
out of that many houses. It's one day a week, one day in the year. And it's the same last year. But what I'd love to know is north, south, east, and west in the city, how do other residents' associations, what kind of a turnout do they get? That's what I'd like to hear. But I think it's appalling for people. I'll give you an example. Limerick, Good Friday, sponsored by JP McManus. Countywide, citywide cleanup, 24,000 people. And JP made a very interesting point on the day. And you know what he said? For a very wealthy
probably
man.
Probably said, I give you all 100 euro each to turn up, maybe, or something, no?
No, it's a great event in Limerick. But what he said was, isn't it a great way for people to meet each other? I thought that was a really
But hang on, no, and he's right. But hang on a second. How did you advertise it and promote it that only four people turned up on what? Was it Saturday morning, Friday morning?
A letter goes into every house. It's still done the old way, just leaflet drop. All the houses are done. And it's normally around the start of May every year, so people kind of know it's coming up. Obviously, they pick up the letter and throw it in the bin.
I can't think of a better way of doing it. If you mail drop every single house, then they definitely will 100% get it.
Yeah. The other angle to this is that there are younger families where there's teens and younger children, and it's amazing that the parents don't get the kids to go out and do a bit of a cleanup, you know, to encourage that where they're 13, 14, 15.
Oh, man.
It's depressing. It is.
Would it be the case, Vincent, that and they should still want to be involved, but would a lot of those properties be rentals or student accommodation? Just curious.
No, you have a mix of everything. You have a mix of everything. What's happening in Bishopstown is there's a lot of new young people coming in there with families. And you have naturally a lot of elderly people. So you have a good mix. But there's another angle to it. Is Saturday morning the right time for it?
You know, I think it's a good time for it. I think a lot of estates now and areas like that, I know it of, say, for instance, down around Ballinglana, and you've heard about all different groups that have WhatsApp groups that they set up for all the neighbourhoods. People become part of a big WhatsApp group.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
Maybe that could be a way forward. If that doesn't work, it means that they just don't give a damn. They don't want to help.
I think I'd love to get the reaction around different places, and I'd say it's the same. People won't do it anymore.
Why do you think that is?
It's the way we're living today. Tech, we're involved in ourselves. We're me. We're doing this, but it's all for me. And technology, of course, has absolutely driven the whole thing.
But you think that people would still love where they live and want it to be clean and pristine? You remember the tidy towns? That still goes on. Tidy villages, tidy housing estates.
That's the way I was brought up. And I think what they do in Limerick is an absolutely wonderful thing. On a positive note, look at Oliver Plunkett Street, where I worked for many years. They had a big clean-up day a couple of weeks ago, and there was a lot of people. It was a big success.
Because it's just a beautiful street. It's just a really beautiful street. It's probably the nicest street in Ireland, actually.
Everybody getting out, getting on it. So it was really disappointing on Saturday for Bishopstown. And I'd like to hear what other places do, you know.
And did you drive on the 4E then, doing a bit of a clean-up?
Oh, yeah. The place looks fantastic. Well, I'm always doing stuff every week. And the Tidy Towns Committee are diligent people. They're out every Saturday. And there's a small cohort of people who are fantastic.
Okay.
And great pride and satisfaction in keeping people as well.
It's always done to the few.
Very important.
All right. Let me find out what people think of that. 4 out of 300 and odd houses. That's very, very, very bad. Thanks, Vincent. Appreciate it. Get involved. Text 0868 104 106. Those WhatsApp groups are very effective, though. They really and truly are, because everybody sees everything in real time. You join a WhatsApp group for your general area. Text 0868 104 106.